And now, more Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
Hey, congratulations. Our next winner is Ken Hunter of St. Peter's, who gets passes to see this movie. It's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi, opening on Friday over at the Tivoli, and also a $35 Tani Sushi Bistro gift card. And we'll give another one away in a few minutes. This movie about the guy who makes sushi, I asked my son Matt, who went with me, for a quick review. He said, the preparation of the sushi in the movie is simple but elegant, and just like the straightforward way that the movie tells the story. And Evan Benn of the Post-Dispatch, he was at the screening I went to, and I asked him for a capsule review, and he said, I thought that Jiro Dreams of Sushi was a marvel in the way it gave insight into Japanese culture, work ethic, and family life while holding viewers' attention like a dab of wasabi on sushi rice. Like a good sushi meal, it left me feeling sated but not bloated. And like I said, it's a good movie, and we'll give away another sushi prize pack in a few minutes here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And joining me now are the caramel ladies. Janet, if you would grab that microphone, and you need to get real close to it. There you go. Are you there?
I am.
Okay, but you're off mic. Kind of bend it up towards your... There you go. Now say hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Janet Schulman from the Caramel House and her friend Nikki Vogel-Bachmann. Are you a friend, partner? What do you do, Nikki? What's your role in this whole scheme?
I basically just keep her in line. So I work for the Caramel House, and it's just basically Janet and I running the thing. We have a couple of people that work for us, but we basically make caramel.
Okay, I've just tasted bacon caramel, and you say caramel, not caramel.
Well, I say caramel. What do you say, Nikki?
I say caramel.
Okay, good. Well, some people say caramel. You know, I mean, it's like potato, patata. Well, you know, whatever. So now, how the heck did you get into the bacon or in the caramel business? Oh my gosh, you've got this plate of stuff there. It's spectacular. We'll zoom in. If we had a webcam, this is why we need a webcam in this station, so we can zoom in on that right now. But anyway, no, how did you get into the business, Janet?
Well, I originally had a baking company that I started out of a restaurant kitchen. And the restaurant had asked me, do I make caramels? And, of course, I said yes. However, I had never made candy in my life. So I went home and looked at my Bible, The Joy of Cooking, and it said, like, the first three paragraphs, if you have heat and humidity in your area, well, you're doomed. So I thought, that can't be St. Louis they're describing. So I ended up looking into candy making and sort of creating a recipe that beat the heat and the humidity, and it took off and at the restaurant, and I ended up on television on National Caramel Day last year, and then I ended up being seen by Straub's, and Roger McElroy was sick that day, saw me on TV, and he called me in, and he helped me spread the sticky.
Okay, so you started doing... Now, how did you get on the TV gig if you just started that? Did you do that, Nikki?
No. Nope, that was not me. That was before I came along. I came along in October last year.
So, what did you just call Matt Lauer and say, hey, Matt?
No. I had written a website and thrown it up there. And evidently, they Googled me. Or they Googled caramel, and
I hope it was a painless experience.
Yes, okay. Well, I was only 49, yeah. And at the time. And anyway, so it was just everything happened, you know, very quickly. I ended up coming up with some fun recipes because I used the things that I'm used to using: Lockhead vanilla. Mm-hmm. Billy Goat chips, Gus's pretzels, and I drink Schlafly beer.
What now? How did you end up getting on? Which show were you on? You said national TV.
Not national. Fox 2 with Tim Meisel. National.
No, that's not national.
Yes.
Okay. So you're on with Tim, and he invites you in for National Caramel Day because he had looked up the Caramel House online.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you've got all these wacky, weird flavors that you've thrown in with your caramel. How did you decide, okay, well, I'm going to throw the Billy Goat chips, I'm going to throw bacon, I'm going to throw Schlafly beer and the other flavors in there.
Well, I started off with Lockhead Vanilla because it's what I bake with, and it's a St. Louis company. And I expanded with other St. Louis companies because I support St. Louis companies. I'm from St. Louis. My dad is as well. So I use Billy Goat Chip, Missouri Bacon, Gus's Pretzels. I use Schlafly Beer because I love Schlafly.
We use Dad's Cookies.
Oh, Dad's Cookies. Oh, yeah. So then I like to play, and even though I'm old. And so Nikki and I started experimenting with different kinds of foods, and that's what I have here. I have brownies covered with my bacon caramel, which is outstanding. You want a bite?
Well, I'm actually going to take a bite of this one that I just grabbed here. Now, is this the one that we posted the recipe for?
Right.
This is the goat cheese and caramel.
Yes. This time, the recipe is for the bacon. However, I have three different kinds of caramel on this tray that you cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're eating is vanilla. And then the other is bacon, and the other is...
Oh, it's very tasty. It's good.
Billy Goat Chip and on and on. Yeah.
Can I rewind just a little bit let me get from you how you got started from baking this caramel? You said in a restaurant kitchen to selling it at places around town, including Straub's and some other retailers.
Right, in the Fox Theater. Well, so I borrowed the restaurant kitchen when they weren't using it, and they had a little retail spot which I started retailing, and it was truly an epiphany or destiny. I'm not sure. Maybe both.
Mm-hmm.
Colliding. And I decided that the niche of caramel was something, an area that no one else had. A lot of people do chocolate here in town,
and
they do it really, really well. I don't do chocolate. I mean, I love chocolate, but I don't do chocolate. So when I experimented with these different flavors and they started taking off, and then Straub's, of course, picked me up from the Tim Mizell show, the word just spread. I can't really give you more than that. So,
well, where's your stuff now besides in Straub's?
Well,
if I wanted to buy some.
Nikki, where's our stuff?
Yeah, Nikki.
We are in the Wine and Cheese place, and we just got into the Fox Theater. We are at Boatwood Farms, and we are also at the Botanical Garden. We're at Schlafly Bottle Works in Maplewood, and we're at Deer Creek Coffee, Ladue Pharmacy, Contemporary Art Museum, the St. Louis Zoo, and we're at BP on Lindbergh, and we just are now into some state parks.
Do you have the whole menu, the whole lineup at all these places, or just a handful? Say, if I go to the zoo and maybe jump in the gift shop, is that where you are? Or?
Yes. Yeah, we have most of the places do carry all six flavors.
Good.
Like the Bottle Works carries just the Schlafly flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can pretty much get our flavors anywhere. We're pretty proud of the fact that we use St. Louis products and that we share St. Louis with everybody. So,
well, what's next? Are you looking at setting up a retail operation? No, it's a serious question.
Well, that would be cool. However, we have our website, www.thecarmelhouse.com, and that is open 24/7. So we retail out of our website. Right now, I don't have plans for a retail store. We are spreading the sticky in catering. That's one of our newer areas. So the Fox Theater has picked up, and I have it here that you cannot see, the brie cheese covered with our own almond caramels. We roast our own almonds, so it's really fresh and yummy.
Now, who came up with that idea? Did you come up with that, or did the Fox people?
Well, I presented it to the Fox, Chef Proctor, mm-hmm. and a while ago, and he really liked it. When you deal with caramel and you deal with these funky flavors, you're obviously dealing with people who like to play in the kitchen, and so we did. And as you ate this, you know, phyllo dough with the goat cheese, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they liked it. They bought into it. So that's what they're doing. So we're getting into catering, And then we have Lohmeyer Sculpture Park has called us in, and they're interested, and we're working with them in creating a flavor that is specific to their park that reflects simply the park. And so that should be available maybe in October. We're thinking in the fall.
Very good. We're visiting on 590 The Fan, KFNS, on Food Talk STL with Janet Schulman and Nikki Vogel-Bachman from The Caramel House. And you can find them online at thecaramelhouse.com. We also have a link on our website, which is foodtalkstl.com. What would you give to a tip? You know, did you all do the thing at Shaw's Garden, the Best of Missouri Fest?
No, we haven't done that.
Okay, but you know what we're talking about.
Right.
The thing they do every fall, and I went to it a couple of years ago. I'd heard of it, and I went, and it's pretty spectacular. It's a little crowded. They put as many people as they can under those tents.
Right.
But there's a lot of good stuff that local people have, a lot of salsas, a lot of things like that. What would be your advice, other than go knock on the door at Strom's, what would be your advice to people who are maybe making stuff like this in their home, in their kitchen, in their friend's restaurant's kitchen, who want to get out and get it distributed to the public? What would you tell those people, Janet?
Well, I would first suggest to be passionate about your product and to believe in yourself, even if others do not believe in you. And I would be willing to say that if you cannot risk yourself, then because getting into any, whatever your product is, getting into anything takes risk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a financial risk and it's a personal risk. So you have to be able to take a risk. I would also suggest to reduce your financial risk as much as possible. I borrowed a restaurant kitchen, so I did not have to purchase hardly anything except for my ingredients, my pots and things like that. And then my company took a completely different direction than what I thought it would. I had a baking company, and it took a confectioner's direction. And so you have to be able to look at that. And the one of the more important pieces of advice that I was given when I was looking for advice by other entrepreneurs in other areas was to find somebody that could help you, a partner that you could trust. And when I thought of that, the first person I thought of was Nikki. And after giving her a couple of Schlafly Pale Ales, she agreed.
Well, that usually works. That usually works. And so you're kind of sort of the mentor or the sort of the person who kind of says, I need to bounce this off of somebody. You're the bouncy.
Yes, yes. I am the bouncy. And, you know, I think another thing that we've found is that we need to learn to be a lot more flexible and just to input from other people, too, and not be just so sold on one direction. I mean, our flavors have changed. We've listened to what the consumers have said. And it's brought us a long way.
Have you had a couple of things that you've tried and you've said, oh, this is going to be great, and then you come out, it comes out, and it's like, nah, I can't quite make this work. You've had some of those?
Yeah. Well,
not that you want to name names of products, but, you know, maybe some.
So before I came out with bacon, I like burnt bacon. So I came out with burnt bacon, and
sure,
that was a negative.
Yeah.
Completely. There wasn't one person besides me that liked burnt bacon flavored caramel. So then there was a coconut that I really liked because I love coconut. Obviously, that is not a St. Louis flavor, and that was next. And then we came out with coffee this past winter.
Oh, you would think that that would be a perfect match.
However, as it turned out, it is a cold weather flavor. So we may bring coffee back at one time. But, yeah, we've experimented with other fun flavors, yes.
Jalapenos? No.
Are we growing those here in St. Louis?
No. You can bring them in from out of town, though. I mean, we're not growing coffee here. We're making coffee here.
Yes, well, you're right.
Gotcha.
You're
okay.
Right,
well, hey, thank you for coming in and telling us a little bit about what you all have going on here with the Caramel House. And links, Nikki and Janet, are available on our website. And again, it is thecaramelhouse.com. I'm looking forward to sampling some of that stuff. I did have a bite of the bacon caramel, and it's delicious. And we'll have more coming up. Right now, we want to do another giveaway. We've got this sushi movie and sushi gift cards. The movie is called Jiro Dreams of Sushi, opening Friday over at the Tivoli, about the Japanese sushi guy, 85 years old. He's got a sushi bar in Tokyo. It's in a subway station. It's got 3 Michelin stars, which is the most you can get. We're also giving away a $35 Tani Sushi Bistro gift card, and we'll give those again to caller number 10 right now. You can dial us up here at KFNS. Our number, 314-969-0590. Again, 314-969-0590, and we'll give those away right now on Food Talk STL.